To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Sky Finger.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
Radiant game.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money.
It's funny because it's true.
No joke. No taunting.
How did this show stay so fresh?
Sky Finger Podcast.
Dope.
We're never going to sync up with that, are we? Hello. we are back. Hello. Welcome.
We are.
Welcome back, listener. It's me, Kate Macabre McCabe, and...
me, Richard Mass Murder Massaro.
Welcome.
Ooh, Halloween. It is Halloween.
Yeah, I was going to say, welcome to our Halloween episode of the podcast. It is our Halloween episode.
What ghosts say when they haunt you?
I think
it's
they do.
It's Halloween.
They're just constantly reminding you why they're there. They're like, it's Halloween.
It is. It is Halloween.
I am the ghost of your ancestors.
Why do you talk so funny? I had a stroke.
It's Halloween.
Halloween. We've got to stop saying.
Anyway.
Hello.
We are going to talk to you today
about the
Halloween adventure in Tapped Out.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Good
God. Tapped Out Halloween update.
First off, I'd like to say welcome back to a very favorite of mine segment of the show.
Do you want to take a run up at that sentence again?
I would like to be welcoming back to my favorite, the feature, the most treasured feature of the show.
You speak funny English. what are you,
English is funny. I'm Yoda is what I am. Okay, yeah, we have cocktails today.
Yes, yay, we do, because we're back. We were in the original room.
We're back in my hizzy.
In your his house.
Yeah.
Your wife let me in the house.
I know.
I was so surprised.
I know. You should be banned for making me jump back on the Tapped Out bandwagon.
She had better uses for your fingers, but I made them go back to Tapped Out.
Glaboygan.
Glaboygan.
Kitty Sanchez has just left the room. Okay, so let's toast to this.
All right, so this is it. This is the cocktail feature.
This is a very Halloween. It's a very Halloween cocktail. It's called the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it looks like? That looks like the, with the little sprig. Is that nutmeg on top?
It is nutmeg.
In that case, this looks exactly like the inside of a custard tart in a martini glass.
Well, let's see what it tastes like.
Let's sup it. You go first.
I like it. I couldn't drink many of them, but I could drink like a couple. It's thick and it's a little bit sweet. But it is strong.
So it's like me.
It's thick and sweet.
Because he's not got the learning skills.
He's hung like a cannoli.
What?
Thick and sweet.
Who have you been talking to?
Liars.
Clearly.
Do you think you know what's in it?
Do I think I know what's in it? Ooh.
This is from the Please Don't Tell Cocktail Book, PDT, otherwise known as. Although I have adjusted it slightly, the drink. So
you've adjusted it slightly. Yeah. All right, I'm going to take another sip, see if I can guess what spirits are in it. Is that bourbon?
Correct. That's one ingredient. I put some Jim Beam. That's one of the substitutions. The original recipe calls for rye whiskey, but I prefer bourbon.
I'm more of a bourbon man, so there's bourbon.
So it's one shot of bourbon.
Okay. Only one. That's a shame. No, it's definitely got the aftertaste of bourbon, but I can't place the
what else
other
is in
one.
There.
It's definitely not vermouth or anything like that.
No, it is
no,
an unusual.
I can't even tell what the actual flavor is. It's almost got this faux fruity flavor that then just completely disappears into an aftertaste of bourbon.
I feel it tastes like what a pumpkin spice latte should taste like, because I prefer booze over milk.
Yeah.
However,
is there milk in this?
No, there's no milk. There's egg. So.
Oh, there's egg in this.
There is a whole egg in one cocktail.
Is the name of this cocktail the Cumpkin?
The Cumpkin. Ew, gross.
If you're a fan of Richard Herring's podcast. fan of AI Ottima.
It also has one shot. So it has one shot of bourbon. It has one shot of Applejack, which is an American apple whiskey.
Do you know what? I was going to take a guess at Applejack.
Yeah.
Because you put it in goddamn every cocktail.
I got to tell you, I love Laird's Applejack. So it's got an egg. It's got those two shots of booze. It has maple syrup.
Ooh,
and
Canadian.
It has 2 ounces of pumpkin ale. So pumpkin ale isn't so much done over here in the UK, but in the US, pumpkin ale is a big seasonal ale that you get. And it's, you know, that sort of nice, chewy, kind of spicy ale with pumpkin in, obviously, the...
pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin. But you can get some at Beer Moth here in Manchester. So they have like six varieties now that they've imported, which is great. So that's what we're having. That's the Great Pumpkin.
Okay, I would give that... do we do it out of 10?
We do it out of 10, yeah.
Okay, I would give that... That's 6.5 pumpkins.
Okay, for me, I think I am enjoying this more than you are. I grated nutmeg on the top. It's a nice texture. It's chewy. It's flavorful. I'm going to give this cocktail an 8.5.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, that is quite high. Anyway, we're getting slightly off the topic.
Yeah. All right, back to Halloween. Topic. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, dear listener.
Should we dive right into it and talk about the update, the Halloween adventure?
Well, where were we last time?
Oh, crikey.
When we spoke. Last time we promised like an episode full of features. That's not going to happen.
You got the drink feature.
We got the drink feature. There you go. That's good enough for you. Because to be honest, there's been so much going on. I think we were at the start. Were we at the start of the Halloween feature?
No, not even yet. I think the Halloween feature came out like a few days after our last episode.
So I think it did, yes.
We are in week two. I think closing up to the end of week two, I reckon.
I think so. And lots of things happened. The Halloween update came in and a glitch meant that
all jobs
disappeared.
Yeah.
How annoying was that?
That feature, so you get it with the Internal Revenue Service. And is that what it is? Is that the building that sends it on jobs?
No, it's the building of unemployment.
The building of unemployment where you can basically do like a send all jobs en masse.
Yeah.
And that feature was much beloved by us. And then it was sort of we hardly knew
by
ye.
Everyone. And I thought it was gone for the duration of the run. But it turns out it was just a glitch.
Just a glitch.
Just a glitchy glitch.
So what we have now is another mission, basically, where you sort of have to smoosh things or tap things, as in the title of the game, Tapped Out.
Again and with the smooshing.
When you tap them, they give you different ingredients. Snakes, bunnies, skeletons, and disco zombies.
No, they aren't disco zombies. This is the thing that really upsets me.
Uh-oh.
They are the reanimated corpse of Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, because they're moonwalking.
Well, they're not just moonwalking. They're wearing a Michael Jackson outfit, and they're moonwalking.
Wait a second. That outfit could definitely be John Travolta. That's a white.
It could definitely be John Travolta. The fact that they're moonwalking makes it Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Look at also their hair and the angular features of their face. You're basically infesting your town.
With Michael Jackson zombies?
With dead pedophiles.
I'm going to argue that it's a John Travolta zombie, but I don't know if that's more or less terrifying.
Walking pedophiles.
Then I don't know who's scarier, Michael Jackson or John Travolta. So.
Well, John Travolta is more scary when it's not Halloween because he is a creep who could properly like get at you in real life. At Halloween, Michael Jackson's a lot more scary.
Okay.
They've given Bart a new costume, which I like.
Yeah, and I'm glad they gave that away as a prize. Although, I wish they would have... I haven't been able to send any of my kids on trick-or-treating missions in their outfits because every single time I'm sending somebody on a mission, I'm sending them to the campfire to listen to the story.
True. The kids have been used at the campfire. But interestingly, Fallout Boy. Why do they exclude Fallout Boy?
Wait a second. I thought he went to the first one. No. I feel like he did. He went on like the first mission.
Yeah,
and then...
no, he went on the mission where you could go and eat lunch on your own at the canteen.
Yeah.
But he doesn't ever get to go to the campfire.
Poor Fallout Boy.
What's wrong with Fallout Boy?
Fallout Boy.
I mean, okay, he has to fight crime, but...
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe there's no time for trick-or-treating in a vigilante world.
No.
I like that one of the prizes that you get when you collect enough, you know, s'mores or gummy bears, which is what we're on now, is the donut with legs. Quite like that.
Yeah. Do you want to know something terrible that happened to me?
Yeah.
I was like, do you know what? I quite like the donut with legs.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy with that.
My dream girl.
I think I'll aim for that. And I was getting close.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm not going to get it. And I looked and I was like, well, I only really have to spend $20 to get 20 donuts to get it. So okay. I'll get it. Pressed the button. Confirmed the donuts purchase. No. I pressed the wrong thing. I upgraded my fucking campfire. And it cost me 40 donuts.
No.
Oh.
Halloween. So looks like you were tripped.
Yeah. So then I had to spend another 20 donuts.
That's terrible. I did spend 20
donuts.
But
then I got, now this is so far the only thing about the Halloween bit I'm liking.
Which is,
well, other than the fact we got quite a nice outfit for Bart that you didn't have to get all the way to get, you know, you didn't have to get everything. It was like the third prize.
It wasn't like
away.
The premium prize.
Yeah, it
no.
wasn't the premium prize. The only thing I'm enjoying is that shop.
Oh yeah, we got that. That was nice because I didn't have that before.
But no, but like the best thing about that shop is if you complete the tasks, you've got 7 days to complete 5 tasks, and a new ones are really saving.
You know what? That is realistic.
And then they give you 20 donuts.
Yeah, I like that.
And that I like a lot. Yeah. So I've kind of made back the 20 donuts if I can do it. Now, I like that because what that is an admission by EA of going, do you know what? Not everyone's going to do all the things and get all the prizes.
Yeah.
Here's something for the casual player. Here's something for the player who doesn't risk getting fired from their job
by
playing it in the toilet.
Here's something for Skyfingerpod.
Here's something for Skyfingerpod.
You know what? Okay, so the thing, what happens basically, if you're new to this, and I don't know why you're listening to such a niche podcast.
Yeah, if you're new to this, fucking turn off the podcast, play at least a year of this goddamn Tapped Out game, then you come back and you talk
if you're new to this and you have no idea what we're talking about, the podcast you're looking for is called Serial.
Yes.
that's where you want to go.
Yeah.
Right. But
or try WTF.
What I feel about this, so when you go to the campfire and you tell stories, what happens is, you know, whilst they're telling the scary story, like these little creatures respond and then you're supposed to tap the little creatures. The disco zombies and what's the other one? The skeletons.
Can we call them disco pedos?
Disco pedos? you can. I'm going to call them...
P-discos. Let's call them P-discos.
P-discos?
P-discos. Disco pedos.
Okay, disco pedos are so they're easy to see, as are the skeletons.
Yes,
the snakes and the rabbits. Oh my fucking many buildings. Lord. Like they hide behind those buildings.
Yeah,
these little shits.
Oh, not as bad as the frickin' monsters that run through your town.
Oh yeah. Oh, they can fuck off. Though. No, that makes me happy.
No, they can fuck off.
It makes me giggle.
Explain why you like them.
Because I'm like. It's almost like a source of delight. First of all, because every time you tap them, they shed something.
Yeah.
So they do give you prizes every time you tap them.
Which don't count to anything.
But then I'm like, oh, he's not dead yet. Oh. And then I keep tapping. And it's kind of like, it's funny to me, like how alive they are.
Oh, really? Because you don't get that thing where you go, oh, I've tapped him once. Oh, he's come back. I'll tap him again. Oh, but wait, he's moved halfway off the screen, even though I'm zoomed out as much as I can. Oh, I've just tapped a fucking building. No, I don't want to put my Christmas decorations out. I just want to tap the goddamn purple monster. Let me tap the purple monster. Oh, fuck you! I'm not tapping you, fuck up! And then I throw my iPad across the room.
Yeah, that has happened to me.
Yes! I hate it. I literally hate it.
Yeah.
Let me just tap them once. I really dislike it.
Can I say what the other... I mean, okay, so we're going to
disagree
on that.
Hold on a second. I need another sip of my cocktail to get past this anger.
Even though I agree with you about the frustrating aspect of it, I still giggle at it because I think it's silly. But then the thing that also annoys me that's around the same sort of criticism is, you know the fairy storyline that Kang or Kodos get?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a task that, because, you know, Kang and Kodos, one dresses up in a pirate outfit and the other one dresses up as a fairy princess. And when the fairy princess is floating all over the town, like, you cannot get anything within a radius of the fairy princess because, like, it's whatever the programming has, like, blocked out such a large radius for the fairy princess that, like, if there's a snake underneath it, like, you ain't getting it no matter how focused you think you are on it.
I mean, to be honest, one thing I'm beginning to become a little bit more sympathetic with the people who code this
game. Because we complain about everything.
we do complain about everything, and like the little I understand about computer coding, you guys are doing a cracking job. Like, well done on putting in the all tasks on all job, all characters on certain jobs.
We are your super fans, so please know that even though we criticize everything that you do, we love the game.
I'd like my IRS collector thing. Do you know what I'd like that to work on? The fucking snakes and bunnies.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me that option for everything else in the game except the things I've got to press in the fucking menu.
What have you thought about the adults storyline? I quite like that. I think that's funny. Yeah, like, they're all having like naughty parties.
They're going all slutty. Really weird seeing the image of
the blurred out, the pixelated.
No, when it first came up, and it was the image of Milhouse's mum dressed as a sexy squirrel, and then Milhouse's dad completely naked, except with a giant nut in front of his genitals.
I enjoyed it. I thought naughty, and I knew that you would love it.
Anything that is a in any way a penis related gag.
And of course I love the facades for some of the businesses. Moe's Terror, Krusty Murder.
That is quite nice. That's nice that they've given us a few facades to go on the shops. That's quite cool. Also, just before the Halloween thing started, what was all that going on with the dog with Homer's face?
Yeah, you know, I feel like that got dropped into my town with very little fanfare. I was like, I still don't understand who this is.
I think that's one of the like episode tie-ins.
Yeah.
I think it was like, watch the episode on Sunday.
Yeah, something happened with the donut thing. States. There was like a donut pond recently too, where they were like, you better.
I haven't sent Homer to eat the last donut because Marge's dad's ghost turned up and said, don't eat the last donut.
Which will have been in the episode.
It's going to happen. I don't know whether that's part of an episode.
By the way, shout out to Seven Red Blurs because Seven Red Blurs gave us a tip on finding those difficult bunnies and snakes and stuff. Like, if it's a task by the by the occult magic shop.
Yeah.
If it's a task like, tap 30 bunnies, then if you go back and you go to the shop and you hit do it, it'll zoom in on a bunny for you.
Yes.
So that was a tip that Seven Red Blurs sent.
Yeah,
thanks for that.
Thank you, Seven Red Blurs. At Seven Red Blurs on Twitter?
That's right.
Is it number 7 or letter 7?
It's actually spelled out 7.
Okay, cool. And also, I was following a conversation between Mike Angelo and what's his name? Study 84. So I was following a conversation between those two about the fact that there's nothing that they were saying that they're not, you know, there's nothing they want to spend their donuts on in this update.
Yeah.
But we're getting loads of buildings when you upgrade your bonfire, your campfire.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want.
They're not
stuff
I'm gonna. I'm not gonna keep it when it's not Halloween. No. I'll whip it out again when it's Halloween, but I'm not gonna keep it out.
I mean, I don't even know if they give you money. If they give you money, then I might try and find a place to put them out. I'm trying to find a place to put the fire.
By the way, I had to put. I spent £20 to get this portal.
What?
Or not 20 pounds, 20 donuts.
Oh,
Jesus.
Fuck.
Right. Yeah, a pound is a donut in my world. I actually now live
pound
in Tapped
on
Out
the
Universe.
Hips.
I spent that because I was like, oh, God, 20 more and I can get it. And it was about to, like, the week was about to end. And
you,
I was like, just get it.
You are too free and fancy with your donuts.
Oh, burning. Speaking of which, though, I spent £5 over at Skyfinger Pod.
Oh.
Because you remember that little thing that came out that, like, boosted your XP for a day?
Oh, God, yeah. The
useless piece of shit idea.
Useless
because,
piece of shit.
Because to refuel it, you need
to spend
donuts. But the only reason you would want to get your XP point up is to get more donuts.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a self-defeating machine.
Prophecy.
But for whatever reason, over in Skyfinger Podland, maybe because I hadn't played it in like a week, they gave me an offer that was like, for $4.95, this will A, give you 5 days of the XP grower. B, give you a brand new building, give you a premium character, and $200,000. And so I was like, let's do it. So there's a bunch of I'm checking in more so I can keep building our XP so that we get more shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that. What else about this Halloween thing? What did you think about the Kang and Kodos? I always enjoy when they bring those alien guys in.
I like them. I mean, they're bringing in I like the Kang and the Kodos thing. I'm wondering what's going on with Munster.
Oh, first of all, I love that Cthulhu is called Munster. Yeah. Like, so cute.
Well, he's like cousin of Cthulhu, isn't he?
Yeah, I love it.
That was quite funny and all that sort of thing. I'm a bit concerned we may end up with him as a character.
You're concerned about it. You're like, non-canon.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll be in the Halloween
and
episode.
And also, we've got the old Jewish guy. And that's his fucking name.
Old Jewish guy. Yeah.
Old Jewish guy. It's like the Simpsons has a cast of characters ranging into the thousands. We couldn't have one with a name.
Yeah, but also, I mean, look, I've got a mutant tomato running around my town right now. Oh, news! Guess who's back?
Gil's back. I know.
No.
Oh, but Gil's back. He's in the latest update.
True. Okay. But that's not why. All right. Anybody be this enthusiastic about Gil?
Well, no. Surely you've got a little bit of a crush on Gil. All right. Who's back? Stuart Duck?
Stuart Duck!
Yes!
I found Stuart!
You found him?
Yeah.
Has he been there all the time?
And probably.
Terrible.
But it was like, well, where I found him was like in my characters. Like, you know, when you can like go into the cardboard box and it's sort of like what houses, what kind of decorations are in there and what characters are in there. He was in one of those three things. Now, I swear I checked that, but
he's been in your
he's probably
box
been it the whole
the
time.
Whole time.
So the hashtag bring back my Stuart
picked up on the microphone
is over. Sorry
that
about
shit.
That. I'm drunk.
we've had half of one cocktail.
I'm not drunk. I'm saying it to be funny. But look, there he is.
Yay!
Stuart.
You should take a screen grab and post it on Twitter.
Oh, now he's behind Madame Chow's.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Stuart. Don't be like one of those purple tentacle monsters. They're so annoying. So, dear listener, let us know on Twitter what you've been thinking of this Halloween update. We're at SkyfingerPod on Twitter. I'm at Rich Massara, and Kate is at Kate McCabe Says.
That's right.
So do let us know what you've been thinking of it, what you like, what you dislike. And I think we should talk about this, because as we know, we had a guest on the show, Danny Sutcliffe,
mm-hmm.
who has kind of stopped playing.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him about it, and it's not because he doesn't like the game. He said it's because there's been so much recently.
Yeah.
That he's kind of been like, oh, I don't really get a chance to play the game.
It's a tough line to balance, I think, because there are players, I think, and to be honest, I'm of two minds on this. I like the events because it's new and exciting and it's the promise of opening presents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, new stuff in the town.
Ooh, exciting. Yeah.
But on the other hand, I can only donate so much of my time to this game every day. It's just sometimes I would like to maybe spend more time like redecorating my town, mm-hmm. like putting things out, restructuring it.
Well, yeah, just like one of the things I really enjoyed about it, I used to really enjoy about it, was that sort of thing where it was just like, yeah, just go in and farm and you're building up to get certain things. And then all of a sudden, all these events come on. We had sport and then we had blah and then we had, you know, they threw in this Homer thing with the dog and then the monorail. And, and now it's and there's been like three running during this Halloween thing. It's not just been Halloween. There's been.
It's a tough line to balance, I think.
To balance. And one thing that I'm slightly worried about is that the reason we're getting all this is because of some of them have been successful.
Yeah.
Because people spend donuts on it.
Yeah.
EA are throwing this stuff at us because it's a cash cow for them.
Well, yeah.
Another
event means
more money because there are people out there who, unlike us, what will spend the donuts.
Well, to be fair, they're not doing it for the art. That's for sure.
No, but like you can tell that the writers clearly enjoy writing for the game.
Yeah.
You know, the writing quality is good.
Yeah.
And like they're coming up with innovative ideas, but I just know that the people higher up will be there going, so what's going to be the next event? Because people spend donuts when we put an event on, so we need another event. And I'm like, we don't need another event because we've had like 3-4 events over summer. We're now in the Halloween event, which is seemingly like 4 different events going on at the same time, as well as I'm also trying to carry on doing my monorail piece collection.
I know, all those little side tasks.
I'm loving my little monorail thing. But it's always taking away characters from earning me money and taking away things. And I just want
they
a bit of
a
breathing
a
space. And Christmas.
Yeah, and
that's
they use
the next one.
They use a lot of sort of main storyline characters for the monorail stuff too. So it's not even sort of like, oh, Homer's available to pick up trash right now and we're on the monorail. It's always, it's like a lot of the main ones that are, that need to be busy doing the monorail. You know, what just came into Skyfinger Pod, our shared town is, the Springfield Heights.
Fuck that shit.
I'm leaving it alone for now. Dude. I'm like, I'll do the minimum that gets me bonus XP and $100, you know, dollars cash. But like, I'm mostly focusing on just like getting the stuff for the town and a little bit of the Halloween. Like, I'm trying to get a few of the things from the Halloween adventure. But
I mean, when you're a new player, like, I understand these events are great because you're getting stuff, but you're not getting a lot of canonical stuff either. One of the things I really enjoyed when I first started started playing it was that that feeling of like, oh, you know, I've got to work to get this specific character and that specific character, and I want that character and this character, and I'm prepared to spend donuts to get that character and this. I don't know. Like, I just know that, like, I'm working my way through Halloween. I'm kind of, you know, I'm enjoying some bits of it, but I'm a little bit fed up of fucking chasing snakes and bunnies.
I just know that I'm working myself to the bone.
For nothing. And then I know I'll have a week off, and then it'll be Christmas.
Yeah. Although I always love Christmas in Springfield.
Christmas in Springfield is lovely. Nice. You get the snow.
Yeah.
And you get to put all your decorations out. You get to put all your Christmas decorations out again. That's nice. But it'll be another freaking chasing elves around
town. We will also probably have a long weekend of a Thanksgiving event. Don't forget that, because, you know, being set in American town.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, there will be a little, you can dress Ned up in his Puritan outfit, which is good fun.
True.
Megan behave. At least it gets to be Sacagawea.
Make him behave like a Puritan.
I love it. Lisa gets to be Sacagawea and rescue turkeys from execution. Hey, you know what game? We know what characters aren't in here yet. Itchy and Scratchy. I'm surprised they haven't actually tried to push
actual characters of Itchy and Scratchy.
And Lindsay Nagel.
Lindsay Nagel.
Yeah. Although there's a couple premium characters that I would like to have that I still haven't bought yet. Like Frank Grimes, I'd like. And what's her name? The Malibu Stacy.
Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like I say, I don't spend the donuts to buy those characters.
There's like a billion mafia characters.
Especially not if I spend 40 donuts to fucking update my campfire.
I know.
Oh god, you have no idea.
Look at how upset
much of a
he is.
Bad mood that put me in for almost an entire day.
This poor man. Are you going to update your IRS right now to like the highest?
Well, I don't know what's the highest. Like, how much do you have to spend? Because I'm on my next expenditure has to be
500,000.
Yeah, but I've already bought that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because my next expenditure is $1 million.
Oh, well, then I'm going to catch up with you just in case we ever do a race again.
We are doing a race again.
Okay.
I really enjoy that, and I think that we should swap Springfields to do the next race.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, the next one for me is $1 million now, so that's fine.
Yeah, okay. And I'm not prepared to spend that million yet because I've still got land to buy. And to be honest, like, I like that feature a bit, but I'm going to have to spend a lot of money to get it to the size I want it to be because a lot of my buildings
said Richard about his penis.
Don't do cock jokes. A, that's my job on this podcast. And B, you don't have the experience.
I know. Listen to the noise I made after I made it.
I know.
So like, Fran Drescher.
I mean, you look uncomfortable holding a microphone.
I know. It's not right. Give me my conch shell back.
Yeah, you want one of those old 1950s square microphones that you can cup in your hand and croon into.
That looks like a vagina.
No, it doesn't. It looks like
everything does to me.
Really?
I wish. Everything looks like
I
penis.
Had to desperately try and convince you that the alien queen's like hive looked like a vagina.
Filthy.
And you were like, I still don't see it. I'm like, they've clearly put a clitoris on it. Anyway, we're not going back into that. I'm currently trying to get through Gil storyline and read it and talk to you and do a podcast at the same time.
Nobody makes you feel as bad as Gil.
Actually, I quite enjoy turning him down.
You're
it's one of my joys
sick.
In life. Well, no, because that's Gil's role in life is to never sell anything. So whenever Gil tries to sell anything,
he's fulfilling his destiny.
He's never sold anything to me that I actually want to buy.
Can I also one extra sort of suggestion?
Ooh, go for it.
You know how like this is as far away as you can get in your town. I want them to make it so that you can zoom out even further.
That would be nice.
I'd love to see more like of an overall view of my town. So to be able to zoom out further, zooming in is fine. Like you guys don't have to make the graphics any clearer. You don't have to enlarge in anything, embiggen. But I would love to zoom out a bit more.
Yes.
That would be great.
That would be good. One thing I've noticed, you remember when I told you that I had the over 4,500 pieces on my thing?
Yeah, warning, and you were like, look out.
And it'll start to get glitchy. I'll tell you what, with fucking snakes and Halloween and all that bullshit, oh yeah, takes at least a minute when I log in and it opens up and I press the first thing.
Yeah.
Which is always on the campfire and all the kids.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of goes, oh, you're hurting me. You're hurting me.
It's like 10% of my battery goes.
God, it's just... And the thing is, I say, I've recently become a little bit more clued into what coding actually takes. So the things they are doing to make this game work behind the scenes are pretty goddamn incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing still.
Yeah, you guys down at EA, the geeks in the den of EA have my full respect and sympathy. Because sometimes, you know, I fucking curse your names to hell and high water.
You know what's happening to me right now is when I try to visit other Springfields, it closes down as soon as I try to go to the next one.
It's a good job I've kind of stopped visiting people's other Springfields. And one of the reasons I haven't visited people's Springfields over Halloween is because I feel fucking bad about putting those fucking purpley monsters in it. As a matter of fact, for some reason, I was annoyed with you and I went to your Springfield and just dropped 10.
Oh, I put 10 in everybody.
You motherfucker. I've got so much stuff. You know when the facades came up?
How do you expect to get the prizes otherwise? You gotta play the game.
I'm getting prizes as I have.
Let's take a look at your campfire, your trophy. Where are you on the trophy? Because I'm on the last prize available for this act, and I'm
on the Elder Blimp.
So you haven't gotten.
I'm like 1,000 away from the Elder Blimp.
All right,
and
so
I don't care.
I'm like a few thousand above you then.
Yeah, you might be above me, but I mean, how many eggs you got? Oh, you got thousands.
Yeah, like I have not crafted that many things because I have most of the things.
Yeah, again, like, did I want a mechanical ghost? No. Clockwork Bart, I kind of wanted. Elder Blimp, do I want that? Does it give you money? Does it do anything?
No. There's no storyline.
And I got up to the model donut spending 20 donuts, but you spent what, like 40 on Gate to Nowhere?
No, I spent 20 donuts on Gate to Nowhere.
You know, I wasn't bothered about this. Again, Gate to Nowhere, Turf Eater, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go
outside
straight back.
Outside of this event, Turf Eater.
Yeah, outside of the event, yeah, for sure. But it spawns like random creatures. And so I was like, oh, all right, I'll get it. You know why I got it? It's because I read the TSO addicts.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I'll go to their, because they have a really good like blog where they tell you
all the updates. Yeah.
Yeah. Like should you buy it, should you not?
TSTOTOTIX.
Yeah.
At dots, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, great little website. Sister website to the wonderful people at the tapped-out.co.uk forum.
Yep.
Love them to pieces. Another thing, have you done the Mafia storyline?
Loose Lips?
Reach 58 and place the Mafia car, make Fat Tony grease the wheels. Because I haven't done that. I've been leaving that.
Oh, I did that.
I'm saving that.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it yet. I refuse.
Because there's too much going
on. There's too much shit going on.
Okay.
I can't keep the storylines.
There's going. A lot over at
and also,
Pod.
And
yeah.
Also, I'll tell you what.
What?
1,680,000 fucking dollars for the Mafia car. I got more important shit to spend £1 million on.
Yeah, you know what? The mafia storylines, like, I'm just not that into them. I'd rather have the other characters be featured. Because I think the mafia's probably already had, like, 4 or 5 storylines.
Well, we had that whole thing with the kid making the cakes and killing people. He wanted to be a baker, and then it turned out he was just...
Crazy Cat Lady more storylines. Yeah. Give, Lisa, I don't have Crazy Cat Lady. I have Crazy Cat Lady.
Of course you have. Of course you have Crazy Cat Lady. Crazy Cat Lady. Your cat is called Kitty Sanchez.
Kitty Sanchez, I love you so much.
I'm really focused. Still, I can't believe I'm still focusing on the monorail. It's going to take ages to complete. But you know what? Actually, do you know what I did?
What?
I know I said I haven't been visiting people's very often, but I did actually take a ride on Pippi Poo's monorail.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was so good.
I haven't done that. It's a really good idea.
It was so good.
Pippi Poo, I'm going to come to your town. I'm going to ride your monorail.
Pippi Poo, 1, 2, 3. Your monorail ride was the greatest ride I've ever been on.
Flawless.
Literally. And the thing is, the way they've created it is it goes through all your stations,
yeah.
But it doesn't go around in a perfect circle. When you get to certain stations, they are the end of the line, and then you go back. Oh, it was so good, Kate.
I'm
going to go with she. I'm now thinking it's a woman.
Just a delight.
So good.
Before we go,
it was picturesque and beautiful. Have you ever taken a ride on your own monorail?
Of course I have, by accident though. How did I get here?
It was great. It was fucking beautiful.
That's a new term for masturbating, by the way. Take a ride on your own monorail.
Oh yeah, that is definitely.
Before we go.
Also, I can't take a ride on all of my monorail because, you know, there is just one that just goes around in the shape of a cock and balls.
You're so stupid.
It's really not much of a ride, but I will never refuse to find it funny.
Oh my God, you're an idiot. But I love it. It's great. I've got a dash pretty soon because I've got to go over to a gig. But
oh shit! Yeah, you're doing. What are you doing?
I'm doing the panel on Gaydio tonight, which is like there's a program called The Exchange, which is like news topics of the day. And so there's.
And what is that? An internet radio show?
It is a UK based radio show, but you can get it online. Like if you go to gaydio.co.uk, you can go online and get it. But if you're in the UK, it's on 88.4 on your DAB. Radio station.
Oh, so, very nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's but cool. I wanted to briefly chat about Halloween plans. What are you doing? Getting laid.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
You can
I haven't told
out.
Her about this podcast yet.
Okay, you're safe then.
So, yeah, so she doesn't know. Yeah, it looks like I'm watching horror movies, getting drunk, and getting thumb laid.
AKA Netflix and chill.
Yes.
Cool.
We didn't want to put it like that.
I'm going to go to the Philharmonic. They're doing their Spooktacular this year, which they haven't done in a few years. The orchestra dresses up in outfits like witch, mummy, and zombie and vampire outfits, and they play all the scary ones like Night on Bald Mountain, and they play, you know, like the Psycho theme and stuff like that. It's great. And then I've got 2 Halloween parties to try to get to.
You really are going out and married to a cellist, aren't you?
I know.
I'm going to the Philharmonic. It's so nice. They all dress in little outfits.
It's adorable.
And then everybody eats canapes and gets drunk on plonk.
Quiet.
And
darling.
We go round to the 13th Duke of Wimbledon's house and have massive orgy where we forcibly insert... autumn vegetables into the rectums of our servants.
Have you seen Eyes Wide Shut?
Fidelio, darling. Fidelio.
Carrie's going to be Robin and I'm going to be Nightwing.
The same person. Hold on, which Robin is she being?
She's going to be Tim Drake. And I'm going to be Dick Grayson. We were going to be Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry, but then she could not find a blonde wig that she thought would embody Mary Berry enough. Like, it wasn't a perfect wig. I could have just used silver hairspray.
Yeah.
And tucked my shirt in.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever gone as Lydia Dietz in Beetlejuice when they got married?
No, that's a great idea.
Because that would look so cool.
That would look cool. That's a good idea.
You could wear, like, a red velvet tux.
Oh, I'd love to be Beetlejuice. Oh.
And also because it's better than going as Beetlejuice in the white and black costume, because everybody does that. But if you go as Beetlejuice when he's getting married
with Lydia Deetz, that's a great idea. Maybe next year.
And plus your wife would look lovely as Lydia Deetz.
She would be a good Lydia Deetz,
wouldn't she?
She'd
be a great Lydia Deetz.
And I could call myself Ladybug Juice because I'm a lady.
I will tell you one thing I'm doing for Halloween, although it's not for Halloween. It's actually tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I am going to see Knife Party at the Warehouse Project in Manchester.
Oh, cool.
And last year, 2 years ago, me and my girlfriend at the time and our friends went there for Halloween for the Knife Party show. It was the Haunted House show. And Knife Party, if you don't know Knife Party, they are a very, very dirty EDM musicians. They used to be part of Pendulum. And they performed in the balcony of a giant haunted house built on the stage. And there was fire and lasers and everybody was off their faces. And I firmly intend to be one of those people.
All right, I'm going to the Philharmonic.
And I'm going to go dance to dirty EDM
You're
music.
You're going to get your tits out.
Yep.
Right. So am I. Right.
Well, thank you so much, dear listener, for being with us again. We're sorry we haven't been so great on getting them out. We keep on apologizing. I think we're going to stop apologizing because we're just going to do them when we can.
Yeah,
try and
we'll
do
try
at least
best.
One a month, but we want to do more.
We do appreciate you listening and for chiming in and for joining the conversation on Twitter.
On Twitter and everything. And also, Hunter for Hire. I think you sent us your email address, and I have been meaning to get in contact. It's just this is the first time I've seen Kate, and I wanted to talk to her about it. You can manage our Springfield. Get back in contact. Send us an email to skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com.
Correcto.
And if you want to follow us on Twitter, it is
SkyfingerPod.
At SkyfingerPod. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rich Massaro.
And I'm at Kate McCabe Says.
And of course, if you want to follow us on EA, follow our Springfields. Our joint Springfield is SkyfingerPod. Kate's is
Kate McCabe 39.
And mine is Ruju 69. R-O-O-J-O-O 6 and 9.
Wonderful. This has been a delight.
It has been. It's been great to see you. We've had some cocktails. Also, don't forget our lovely friends at tat-out.co.uk and their sister website where you'll find out everything you ever need to know about the updates, which is T-S-T-O-T-O-P-I-X.
Yeah.
T-S-T-O-T-O-P-I-X dot, take a guess, org, net, dot net,
gov,
dot me, dot you.
Dot titties.
God damn, I want some dot titties.
awesome.badass@yourmom.rad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rad.
Hey, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, you motherfuckers.
Halloween.
Ooh, it's so spooky. I'm having a stroke. Bye.